Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
This is Alan Abbey, and I'm with Rabbi Beryl Wein. Rabbi, what's the Parsha of the week?
Alan, the Parsha of the week is Ha'azinu, famous song of Moses. There are a number of songs that appear in the Torah, the song at the Red Sea, the song the Jewish people sang regarding the well that they found in the desert. But this song, the Jewish people are commanded to know this song. In fact, Jewish tradition had it that children memorized this portion of the Torah. There were two portions of the Torah that were committed to memory. One was the blessing of Jacob to his children, and the second one was this song, the song of Ha'azinu. Moshe told them, Ve'ato kitvu lachem et ha'shira hazot, you write down this song, because this is the song of your life. This is the song of history and the song of destiny. Everything that will happen to you is in the song. And Jews committed it to memory. More than that, Jews lived out the song. Everything that's written here in the Parsha of Ha'azinu has happened to us. There's a disagreement, not a disagreement perhaps, but two different opinions in the rabbis and the Talmud as to whether portions of the song apply only to the Jewish people or whether they apply to the non-Jewish world as well. I think that we can reconcile both opinions, because everything that's in the song has happened to the Jewish people, and everything that's in the song has happened to the non-Jewish world as well, to the general world. It's a song of tragedy, it's a song of loneliness, it's a song of despair, and then it's a song of great hope, of redemption, of a better tomorrow. And we always read this Parsha of Ha'azinu in the season of the High Holy Days. One of the reasons is simply because of the fact that it provides us with hope in the midst of all of our problems, in the midst of all of our despair, in the midst of the seriousness of the days of judgment. We have faith that it will be a better world, and that we will be part of it, and that the Jewish people will have at least an easier fate than what has befallen us, especially over the last few years. So the song of Moshe is really the song of Judaism, of the Jewish people generally. And therefore, it is a paramount, central factor in Jewish knowledge and Jewish belief. The song itself is divided into parts, and those parts are the where we break the Torah reading, so to speak, to call up the different people. And those parts are kept exactly to stop at the exact place and call the next person, because each section of the song refers to a different period of history and to different events that occur. I hope that we're in the last section of the song by now.
And what is the last section of the song?
The last section of the song is that the Jewish people will wake up. They will no longer pursue strange gods and strange idols and strange cultures. They'll be true unto themselves and to their history and destiny, and that the Lord will return to us as well, and that we'll be redeemed, and that through our redemption, redemption will come to the whole world as well. Redemption of peace and of goodness, of morality, a redemption where the greatest export in the world will not have to be arms anymore, and that our talents can be turned towards positive and great and helpful creations instead of being wasted on ways to destroy each other. So I hope that's where we're at in the last song. By the way, this Shabbos is also called Shabbos Shuvah, the Sabbath of Repentance, because of the fact that it falls between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and because of the reading in the prophets that we, the Haftorah of the week, begins Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. Israel should return. God begs us to return to him. So here we have a famous standoff that the rabbis in the Talmud discussed. God says to us, Shuva Elai or Shuva Aleichem, you return to me and then I'll return to you. So God wants us to take the first step. It's a little like a domestic quarrel. Who says I'm sorry first, even though both sides are sorry? But you can't bring yourself to say I'm sorry. And we say, Ashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'noshuva, God, you come back to us, and then we'll come back to you. So that's a standoff. But on the Sabbath of repentance, we climb down off the high horse a little. And we say, we're willing to return. We're willing to be better. And give us a better year. Give us a good year. A year of life and of security and of peace and of happiness. A year that'll be good for everyone, not just for us. We don't rejoice when it's only good for us. We want everyone to be happy. And those are the ideas that are embodied in this great song, and in the Haftorah, and the great Shabbat, this Shabbat of Shuvah.
In the Hebrew, Shuva and Shuva are related words. Return and repentance are connected to each other, aren't they?
Right, because repentance is always seen a return to what we really are within our soul. Within our soul, we're good people. We have a famous phrase, Hakol Rotzim Lo'avdecha. We recited on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We would all like to serve God. Nobody likes to be, even the biggest criminal, the rabbis say that when a thief is stealing, he prays to God that he shouldn't be caught. So what they meant by that is that there's a kernel within everyone. But sometimes the layers of evil and the layers of distrust and everything else become so overwhelming that we can't get back to ourselves.
Rabbi Beryl Wine, powerful thoughts for Shabbat Shuvah, the Shabbat between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wine talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.